Hello and welcome to another podcast that we've turned into a godcast of universal uttering. Coming from Miami this morning at my mother's home, there might be a little bit of an echo in the big living room I'm recording in this morning, but nonetheless, we are beginning our practice today in the first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, it's verses 12 through 15. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man, and I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. I used to thumb my nose at those who walked in the Lord. I have no conscience, I once used to say. I was a hater, an instigator, seeking mischief and folly all the time. As a kid in high school, I was a part of a group that was secretly called the Rogues. We used to steal bottles from soda plants or take them off the truck parked outside a grocery store and go to the front and return them for cash. Then the military changed me from head to toe. I found respect for authority, for I was forced to observe their laws of freedom to know. It was called a chain of command, and if you didn't follow it, you'd answer to a higher military court, something I never wanted to experience, trying to hide a shameful act that got me into places of authority to begin with. A deep, dark secret. One that took me years to even admit happened. This trauma was nothing but flesh, an act of desire one man had for another that I had never experienced before. It was frightening and intriguing all at the same time. It made me think I was gay. In ignorance I shared for the Lord led me to attempt suicide that I failed at miserably. I sat there in my tears, sheet around my aching neck, guardrails of the loft broken down, alone and frightened. I called out to the Lord, "Lord, please save me." Only then did my life begin to change. I survived by his will, and he had other tasks for me to live. Yes, it took me a few years to see Jesus as the only way to heaven to agree. I was free in him, but scared too, you see. I couldn't ever tell what happened. I didn't need the fame or the shame. I just needed Jesus to overcome the blame. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then my poem comes from the study of 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 15. We got a three-stanza poem in our practice today, ongoing. It's titled, Man Arrogant, Persecutor, Blasphemer, Too. Grateful am I that I'm strengthened by Christ. Lord, He is Jesus the Christ. Humanity must suffice. Trustworthy me, considered to share Him nice. Ministry appointed me, brings souls to Him thrice. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Man arrogant, persecutor, blasphemer, too. Treated mercifully have I, sharing His truth. Unbelief and ignorance acted I without couth. Lord's grace indeed, Christ's love and faith, the truce. Acceptance full and trustworthy, saying this of Christ our Lord. Sinners saved does He without worry. Foremost am I, no longer am I bored. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's September 15th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Prayers of safe travel today. Be driving back from Miami. Visiting the doctor this morning. Closing at 7:11. Our Godcast is brought to you by God First Ministries. And Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.